Shabbat Shalom, Rabbi David. Shabbat Shalom, Mishpacha. So good to see your beautiful smiles. Yeah. At least somebody I can see, yeah. So today's very interesting Torah portion, and I would like to take a couple minutes to describe one interesting character in the scriptures. So this Torah portion is very interesting to me, and I would like to look at Jacob's life from a perspective that many people have never considered. So who is familiar with the story of the life of Jacob? Who knows this history? So many people, I mean, know this story this way, that Jacob was a deceiver who steal his birthright from his brother, and later when he met the Lord changed his heart and he became to be an Israel. So this is a very common story, and many some books or some messages I heard this story many times actually. But today I would like to share my idea, my view of life of Jacob from the biblical point of view. So, and I would like you to open with me many places from the scriptures and share it with me and look it with me. So, first of all, the Lord God Almighty, He called Himself the Lord of Abraham, Isaac, and yeah, this part. I mean, yeah. Okay, so yes, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, not Esau, Jacob. So the first question: why did he and not his older brother Esau became a patriarch of our people? Why did he? Why did Jacob, not Esau? The answer is in the Genesis chapter 25, verse 21 through 26. It's a great answer for us. It's way before Jacob was even born on this earth. Isaac prayed to Adonai on behalf of his wife because she was barren. Adonai answered his plea, and his wife Rebekah became pregnant. Verse 22, but the children struggled with one another inside her. Can you imagine? It was wrestling inside of her. It was already sport there. And she said, if it's like this, why is this happening to me? So she went to inquire of Adonai. So I like this idea because she was the woman of God. She went to the Lord to ask what is going on. What is the future for these children? Adonai said to her, two nations are in your womb, and two peoples from your body will be separated. One people will be stronger than the other people, but the older will serve the younger. So, Rebecca experienced such a severe pregnancy that she went to pray in order to understand what was happening and what to do next. What is going on here? And when she prayed and asked the Lord why she was suffering so much, she received a clear answer from the Lord. She received an anointing and prophetic image of future in her life. Verse 23, but the older will serve the younger. Who said this to her? The Lord. She didn't make up it. This is the Lord telling her. So the main idea here, Jacob did not steal the birthright of his brother. It was his birthright because the Lord promised it to him through his mother even before he was born on this earth. I don't want to go deeper here, but I would like to read Romans chapter 9 from verse 11. Yet before the sons were even born and had not done anything good or bad, so that God's purpose and choice might stand not because of works, but because of him who calls, it was said to her, the older shall serve the younger. As it is written, Jacob I loved, but Esau I hated. Who said that? So who chose Jacob? It was the Lord. So maybe people think that he stole a blessing of his brother. It was not his brother's blessing. It was his. It was the promise from the Lord into his life. And if you will read about life of Esau, you will know why it is so. He was not interested in the spiritual things at all. He was completely far from the blessing of Abraham, his grandfather. So Rebecca received a word from the Lord that Jacob was the continuer of the blessed line of the chosen people. She was a mother who was able to hear the voice of God and submit to the will of the Lord. She was a woman of faith. She was able to bring this faith to his son. So the second why. Let's see how the Torah describes Jacob and Esau. It is in Genesis chapter 25, verse 26, 27, I'm sorry, and 28. Genesis 25, 27 and 28. When the boys grew up, Esau became a man knowledgeable in hunting, an outdoors man, while Jacob was a mild man, remaining in tents. So Torah describes Esau as knowledgeable, experienced in hunting, learner, capable, strong man. So he was promising, he was strong. But Jacob was mild man. Let's say together, mild man. In English, it's very understandable. What does it mean here? In Hebrew, it means ish tam. Word tam means blameless, perfect, complete, morally innocent, having integrity, one who is morally pure. This is description of Jacob. Morally pure, innocent, complete. I would like to read two places of scripture about this word tam. First is Psalm 37:37. Psalm 37:37. The same word tam here. Notice the man of integrity and watch the upright. This man of integrity, the same word tam. Watch the man of integrity. So Jacob was a man of integrity. The second place we can find the word tam describes the character of Jacob. Also, it describes of the character of Job. It's in the Job chapter 1, verse 1. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. Now that man was blameless, the same word tam here. He was blameless and upright. He feared God and shunned evil. Nobody says that Eeyore was a stealer or he was tricky or sneaky or somebody else. Why? Because we know the life of Job. The same way Torah describes Jacob as the man of integrity, honest man, complete man. So Torah described Jacob as a humble, God-fearing, moral man, man of integrity, pleasing to the Lord. And the third why, and I would like to stop here on this third why. Let's look what happened to Jacob when he left. Literally, he chose to follow the Lord despite of everything. He paid the great price to be obedient to the Lord. He left everything behind him, his mother, his father, inheritance, everything, in order to receive the blessings from the Lord. You know, his brother Esau, he sold his birthright for a piece of borscht. This was Ukrainian food. Red borscht. But Jacob, he left everything. He was ready to go without anything. Because he really appreciated the calling from the Lord in his life. He took it seriously to him. So the first thing what happened with Jacob when he left his family. You know this. It's in the Genesis 28. I don't have time to read everything, but you will find it here. The first thing what happened to him, the Lord himself showed himself to Jacob. He came to him. And he gave him a great promise about his future generations. And you know what happened to Jacob later when he returned from his father-in-law? Yeshua came to him second time. Two times. And you know, in Matthew chapter 5, verse 8, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. People who are doing bad things will never see the Lord face to face. But Jacob did. So thank you so much for this time, and I believe these small things will put some thoughts in your mind. Read more, think about it, and you find a beautiful story of Jacob. Thank you very much. Shabbat Shalom.